Another way to block alloreactive T cell activation is by using an anti-CD25 MAB to prevent the formation of high-affinity IL-2 receptor. As you may recall, IL-2 works in an autocrine fashion in the activation of T cells. Now let's see how anti-CD25, which is an MAB that binds IL-2R-alpha, is working. The top panel shows that CD25 is the IL-2R-alpha chain of the high-affinity IL-2R that consists of trimeric IL-2R-beta-gamma-alpha chains. IL-2R-alpha is induced and high-affinity IL-2R is formed when alloreactive T cells are activated upon receiving signals 1 and 2. The bottom panel shows that on binding to the high-affinity IL-2R, anti-CD25 prevents the binding of IL-2 to the IL-2 receptor. This prevents the activation, proliferation, and differentiation of the T cells. Anti-CD25 antibodies used clinically are the chimeric basiliximab and humanized eculizumab. These drugs block T cell activation.